WRUZ 935 Mobile. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning. WRWB 49.
Yes, good morning. I said that wrong yesterday. Listening to that call screwed me up for your call. I'm thinking you're 849. You're 489. You're a couple hundred before that guy, almost.
Well, either way, man, it's almost close. Or almost close.
I can guarantee you they were processed on the same day, I can tell you that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Look, they processed 1,000 of these a day when I was a year ago. That's $35,000 a day they were making off of processing those licenses.
I remember that. You know, there was like a big craze. You know, everybody had to have one.
Thank God you worked these things with a little rubber ducky antenna, you know. Because you couldn't like have an antenna on the roof.
Yeah, I think somebody else is trying to get in there. Go ahead.
Who's the mobile? Or was it me being noisy?
No, it sounded like somebody else was doubling with you. It didn't sound like any unwanted QRM, so.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Yeah, and the reason why I called last night was because, you know, the other guy and the other one was complaining about John and Jim, you know, burping and farting in the repeater. Huh. Yeah, like they do that.
Oh, I got no idea. I tuned in too late, so whatever. We'll leave that there. I will make one more comment. It's too bad he wasn't around the day that me and John were talking on it, and GFF and that PBE guy come up to jam us and willfully interfere with us, and that's just what they did. So we're just talking on the way home from work. They obviously didn't like what we were talking about, but we weren't swearing.
Anyway.
Yep, it's Tuesday. Man, I shoveled the snow yesterday, Mike. I had to run to the store, and it started snowing, and I got stuck there for about 20 minutes. I came back, there was more snow on the ground than when I shoveled it.
Yeah, I can believe it. Yeah, I didn't get much snow on my driveway, just maybe about an inch. If that or less, I mean, I figured by today it'll probably be gone.
getting that warm, but yeah, it was real light and fluffy, so I just took my electric leaf blower and just blew that crap right off, so I'm good.
Yeah, that works. You know, it is light and fluffy.
Yeah, it was super fluffy, so it was no big deal. That leaf blower is a pretty good leaf blower. That top-end model by Toro that I bought last year. About $359 or something. It does a great job, I can tell you that. I mean, just with leaves, let alone this light snow. I mean, it's never going to move the heavy stuff, but it's been pretty cold, so it works fine for that stuff. You know, and I don't think it's going to blow 5 inches away, but I guess it was light and fluffy enough it would, but it does, it fits the bill. You can knock it out pretty quick with that thing.
Yeah, I hear you.
Said this yet, but WSHM 738, I might have, but hey, you can never be illegal for saying it too much.
Nope, not at all.
Well, it's going to be the second Monday of the week, two more to go, and then we can get to Friday.
Yeah, copy that, yeah. Yeah, I was telling Charlie yesterday, I says, oh, I finally put in for that day off, you know, if you want to go. That was at the LaGuardia Swap.
Oh, okay, yeah, well. Yeah, some people are into it, others are not.
I was actually shocked. That was a pretty big one, you know, last year. I mean, not as, well, yeah, about the same, almost the same size as where it used to be.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I haven't heard Sam out here this morning. Usually he's out here around this time. Yeah, when I got up this morning around 4, he was not out here.
Here, I'm just listening. WSHF 567, good morning.
You don't like us anymore?
Of course I like you, man. I just was listening, that's all.
I'm just messing with you. I know sometimes you're out here and sometimes you're not, depending on the life-sleep situation because of the noise, I get it. So, well, anyways, good morning.
Yeah, good morning there, Sam.
She had to leave the tree this morning.
Yikes, that's early. Oh, yeah. I think after I talked to you, Mike. I have to tell you about this on the way to work. Not for on-air publications.
Yeah, all right. Anyway. Yeah, I'm starting early today. I got to be to work at 6:30.
I really thought my antenna was coming down. Ha, ha, ha. What a loser. Hey, what is it? 30 feet from the ground to the tip?
Nah, it depends what city you're talking about.
Roseville.
25.
Someone better take care of that.
Yeah, from the tip of the antenna to, like, the base of the whatever structure you get it, you know, I get attached to, it's got to be 25 feet. That's it. So basically, if you have it on the roof of your house with a little tripod, it's pretty much over the 25 feet rule.
So you should be careful who you're messing with.
Darren, you know, used to complain about that all the time. You know, they'd always get on him for having his antennas, you know, too tall. He tried everything he could, and finally he just said, the heck with it, and just put it in the ground and made it 25 feet that way. Because they told him, oh, no, if it's on the house or on the peak of the roof, oh, no, it's still too tall.
Yeah, there was a guy on the radio years ago. I think he moved away, but they were giving him all kinds of grief. So, and I know people that used to live in Roseville, so there you go. I know the rules. I don't really care normally, but, you know, when you're a nuisance, well, okay.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, usually nobody would press the issue, but I mean, when you're a known nuisance, you know, on a paid public service, and you want to, you know, then come out here and utilize it at the same time you're a public nuisance on a paid service. I mean, that's a whole new level right there.
Well, yeah. I mean, normally I wouldn't care, but when you use these antennas to jam, then I care.
No, I get it. Anyway, so today I got to start at 6:30. I don't get out, you know. I get out a little later today too. Yeah, it's gonna be a long day today.
Yeah, roger that. Read the part highlighted in yellow there, Mike. I'm sure that one's being broke too, but don't comment on it. But I just sent it to you. There's a yellow highlight around a square, around a rectangle, around the paragraph. Just read that real quick. And I'm sure that's being broke, but don't comment.
Yeah, let me look at it. Sorry, of course. WRWB 49.
Sorry, I was getting a piece of cheese out of the refrigerator. What is that, Mike?
I said, yeah, for sure. Oh, man.
Wow, it's like a heat wave out there. It's 19.
Oh, man, holy moly. Huh. Man, 19. I think it was, 22 yesterday? Somewhere in there, 25.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I was out there shoveling the snow the first time without gloves, and, you know. It's only warmer than it's kind of been for the most part. You know, it wasn't too bad out there. I know that Florida has been pretty cold. Like I said, they had snow flurries in Tampa. I think it's 31 degrees there today, this morning. This is like, you know, back in 86 when the shuttle took off in January, you know, the Challenger, the one that blew up. It was like 28 degrees on the day they launched there, which was like January 28th or something.
Yeah, that's crazy, but it happens down there. Yeah, I got somebody I know, they're going down there to visit friends, and her friends already have a condo down there, but she was like, oh man, you know, I'm supposed to be going down there for a week, and here the whole time I'm going to be there, it's supposed to be cold. cold, and it's cold right now. I said, well, you know, it might let up, and you might be able to enjoy yourself. She's like, well, right now it's, you know, this was yesterday. She would say, yeah, it's in the upper 30s. I'm like, well, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, when are they going?
Next week. They're supposed to be going down there.
Oh, I think they'll be all right by then, I think. It'll be probably in the 70s. You might get a 65-degree day, but I think the cold stuff's going away for the most part. Very short-lived down there. And you see, I don't know if you follow this, but you see they're going to the moon again?
That's what I saw, yeah. They're going back on the moon. And it's not going to be no Area 51, right? That's what most of these conspiracy theorists think, that, oh, no, we never been to the moon before, and we just taped everything out in the desert in Area 51.
Oh, yeah, right. No, so they're doing the same exact thing. I think the one launch is coming up, I think, on the 8th, if the window is good. And they're going to fly around the moon and come back. They use this for energy, you know. Even Apollo did. You know, they go around the moon and use the gravity to slingshot them back, you know, back towards Earth. It saves them a lot of juice, I guess. So they're doing that. And then I think next year they're going to land on the moon. After all this time, from 1969 in the early 70s, America lost patience with it, and they quit the program, like in 72. Might have been Apollo 18 was the last one that was on the moon. They used to have the moon buggy. It's before your time, Mike, but I was a kid. At any rate, they're going back to the moon next year to park on it for about a week.
Well, there you go. Yeah, the, what would they call it? The rover, was it? No, they got one down at Cape Canaveral. I was there, you know, with my folks back in, what, 91 was the last year. I've been down to Cape Canaveral. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been around there a few times, Cape Canaveral. Went into one of their little stores. Yeah, very familiar with the area for sure. The restaurant I used to eat in, an Italian joint, just south of Cape Canaveral, just south of Cocoa Beach, really, in Melbourne. It's in Melbourne, Florida. Off of A1A, and they have a shot on the wall when you walk in that place of one of the shuttle launches at night. Beautiful photo taken right from their parking lot because you're basically right there.
No, okay.
When I was just down there a few years ago, I actually went up on a Friday night. They were launching one of them rockets that were launching the little satellites for the Earthlink. Right? That's Elon's must satellite program over there for, you know, internet. You can actually go into Best Buy and buy that thing.
Yeah, Starlink. Yeah, that's a pretty. I guess it's a pretty good internet service. You know, it pretty much does everything you want it to do.
Yeah, probably ain't cheap, though.
Well, I can imagine, yeah, it's going to be expensive. But, you know, once more people buy it, I'm sure the price will go down.
Well, it's good for people, like, way up north and stuff like that, where you don't have wired services, you know, so there's a way to get it, and that's the way. Other than that, I think Hughes had a system years ago through the satellite, right? I think Hughes had, like, internet and then TV as well. But I'm not even sure if they're still in place anymore or not. WSHM 738.
Yeah, I think HughesNet's still around. As far as, like, the TV portion goes, that's all part of, DirecTV now, which is owned by TGP Partners, which is the same company that, or equity firm that owns U-verse now, because AT&T wants to divest themselves from, you know, television. Just be solely like a, you know, voice over IP and internet provider. That's it.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Starlink for homes. Service starting at $50 a month. I'm sure if you want the top grade service, it's probably $100 and something.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. But yeah, that's good for like people who don't have good internet service. Even though nowadays, you know, your phones could act as a you know, internet hub. I mean, you just tether, you know, and all your devices can just, you know, bootleg off your phone.
Yeah, it's still pretty spendy. So they have a $50 plan, $80, and $120. So one is 100 megabits, which is slow. The $80 plan is residential, 200 megabits. That's pretty slow, too. And the residential max is $120. But they're not saying what the speed is on that one.
My bill's out of control over here. I pay $350 a month for cable and internet.
You need to redo a deal with those people. You're crazy.
I know, right? I told my wife we could do better, man. This is nuts.
Yeah, that's insane, man. Wow. That's crazy. I wouldn't pay that.
Sam, I just pay for $75, and I have not the top tier speed, but the one under it. It's like one gigabit service. I think they have one faster, but I don't really need that. And it's $75 a month, and basic cable comes with it. It's, I don't know how many channels, 100 and some odd channels, 100 about. $75 a month, man. What you got going on over there?
I'm going to say it's Gold Line Service or something.
Need to call them up and rehash that deal, man. Just get the internet for $75. And I mean, do you have premium channels or something on cable? You must have.
I got no clue. All I know is the bill's $350 a month, and I'm tired of it.
That is incredulous. I'd be on the phone with them today fixing that problem.
I guess something about we have unlimited internet, but I don't know how it's unlimited because we go over, you know, we can go over when all the kids are on it. So I don't know how it's unlimited, but whatever.
Oh, nothing about this. I don't know, man. $75 a month, man. $75 a month. I mean, what do you got? HBO and then the Southern edition of HBO called HBO-BO?
Xfinity cable and internet, that's all I can tell you.
Oh, Xfinity.
He's probably got Telemundo and Al Jazeera and NBC.
$350 a month for cable, man. That is crazy. All right, I got to jump in the shower. WSHM 738.
Yep, WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Metro PDS, $25 a month for their modem and a smart TV. WSEU 202.
Hey, Paul, I sent you a picture. WSHF 567.
Looks like your plan didn't work, 202.
Sorry about your luck. Ha-ha.
That's right, give you something to talk about for the next year.
I don't get it. You're such a loser. You want me off the radio. Why don't you come and do something about it instead of getting the city involved and the cops involved and everybody else involved? Why don't you just be a man and come over here and do it yourself?
You can't fight your own battles, that's why.
Yeah, your antennas are coming down. You should have kept your mouth shut.
My antennas are just fine.
25 feet to the tip of the antenna.
But I told you, you didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, you thought you did. Didn't get you anywhere. Anyway, WSHF 567 clear.
Mike, you're probably getting ready, I'm guessing, since you got an early departure today. Oh, man, I forgot my watch again. At WSHM 738, I'll be back. All right, there we go. WSHM 738. Hey, Sam, I guess Mike's getting ready for work, eh?
I think you're right.
Roger that.
I think me, you, and a couple other people that we trust should go on halfsies on a, or quarters on a, our own repeater. And nobody else can use but us.
Oh, a closed repeater? Man, that's a great idea.
I know there are a couple grand, so if everybody put in like $350 to $500, we'd be able to afford it real quick.
Yeah, the thing about a repeater is, you know, height is everything, of course. In other words, having a good sight, right, to increase range. I mean, that's what it's all about. The knowledge and the know-how, no problem there, got that covered. So it's just coming up with a good sight. Like, right on top of a 60-foot tower with 10-foot of mass. 70-foot, yeah. Yeah, that would work. That would cover the area really well. It's not like a 300 or 400-foot, you know, building, but, hey, you know what? One of those could be had for a price, too.
You say something, I'm sorry.
I'm always talking. Are you kidding? Usually the truth, too. Yeah, I said, you know, what you don't realize, a lot of these buildings around here, there's a rooftop manager that manages the rooftop for people that want to put antennas up high. You have to pay a price for that. It's like rent, but, you know, a lot of people don't even know that happens, but that's what happens.
I'm going to go fill this coffee cup. I'll be back.
Go get yourself some coffee. You sound a little tired. SHM 738. WRWB 49,
and I'm back.
All right, what's going on there, Mike?
Just getting ready for work here.
I figured as much.
I'm sure I missed Charlie already. He's probably already... And they're making the coffee.
I didn't hear them this morning, so I don't know. Probably, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I didn't even know the Red Wings were playing last night. They beat Colorado 2-0.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the record? Where do they sit? That's really the big picture.
You know, I have to look that up. I know we're, I think we're just above Tampa, but, you know, that means nothing, you know. But yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Well, they were one from the top, you know, a month ago. I haven't been paying attention to them. I just went to that one game that my daughter bought me, you know. Christmas gift to go to the hockey game. So my attention was peaked there for a couple of weeks. And that has long faded. Really warm out here, 26 degrees.
Man, that's a heat wave. I guess the Tigers games are no longer going to be broadcasted on FanDuel this coming season, but they're going to be on some new network. It looks like you're going to have to, you know, people that want to watch Tigers games are going to have to pay for it on some other type of, you know, streaming channel.
Yeah, well, good luck to them. I can tell you I won't be contributing.
It's all about a money grab, you know, that's how it is. Back in the day, I remember they used to be aired on Channel 50, Tigers games. And then on the weekends, it was Fox affiliates.
I think Channel 4 used to carry them for a long time, too, I think.
You might be right there, too. But now it just seems like all these streaming networks, you know, they want to get in on the action and, you know, whatever. It's all right. I mean, their viewership's going to be down. I mean, people aren't going to want to pay an extra, I think it was like $18 a month just to watch MLB games.
Yeah, I could really care less. You know what I mean? It got way too expensive for the normal family to go, you know what I mean? And it's not, I'm not speaking on my part, right? I'm just saying for the normal, for me as a kid, I used to go to a lot of baseball games. You know, my dad took me, and it just becomes unaffordable. And then to eat them, get drinks and a couple of hot dogs. Go price that out for a family for just a blasé, every run-of-the-mill, day-in and day-out game. Go see what that costs to go to.
Yeah, it's expensive, I'll tell you that much. You know, for like a $5 pizza, they want like double the price. And then, what the Illich charges in its stores, you know? It's like, wow. This is crazy.
Pull up a hockey game. Pick one. Go look at the price for the seats. They have them all priced out all the way around the rink. Low, high, I mean seating, that is. Go price it out for a family of four or five to go to one of them games. And you ain't even parked yet. You know, some of the places really close to that Little Caesars Arena, they have $50 parking. You can tack that right onto the bill, too.
Yeah, in Illich, you know, they, Illich Holdings, they own half the parking down there. I mean, you could chance it at one of those Habib lots, but then you're liable to have your car broken into. So, I mean, you're damned if you do it, you're damned if you don't.
We parked, believe it or not, really close. It was a couple blocks away. Right off the street in a parking lot of this old rickety apartment complex, Mike. You know, so I get what you're saying. I forgot what we paid. $40, I think. Whatever. You know what I mean? It's just expensive. I'm just not that into it.
Last time I went to a baseball game was at Jimmy John's Field. And, you know, I get it, you know, they could use more teams in that league, but, I mean, you know, for the price I paid to go watch a game there, it was, like, way cheaper than at Comerica.
You're not even comparing apples to apples, right? It's not where major league baseball players play. You're not even comparing apples to apples.
No, I get it. Actually, you know, there have been a few players from that league that actually went to the major leagues. I mean, if that constitutes anything. I know it's not comparing, right. That league there is a crap league, but I'm just saying, you know, it's. I just paid $6 to go watch a game there versus, you know, going to, you know, Comerica. No, it's not the same at all. You're right. But still.
All right, well, you let me know when Al Kaline shows up there and I'm in.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens.
Yeah. Forget some of these other names. Let me know when Chet Lemon shows up. Let me know when Ron LaFleur shows up. Let me know, you know, when Alan Trammell shows up or Lou Whitaker. I'm all in.
Kirk Gibson and Jack Morris.
Rusty Staub. There's one that you don't hear every day. Tom Brookins. Now we're going back a little ways. Yeah, I grew up with him in the 70s. I went down there all the time. I can remember sitting on the third base line between the Tigers dugout and home plate. And somebody foul tipped the ball. And my dad couldn't lean over to get the ball. I was just a kid, probably 7 or 8. And Bill Freehand come walking up and told my dad, if you want that ball for your kid, you got to grab it. I can't give it to you. I'll get in trouble. I can remember that like it was yesterday.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I've only went to Tiger Stadium, I think, yeah, it was once. It was like 2 years before they tore it down. That was the only time I've ever been to Tiger Stadium. And, you know, when I went, you know, that I think it was 97. You could tell, man, that place was just falling in. They weren't upkeeping on it. I think that might have been the year the press box fell in too, and they had to fix it.
Yeah, well, it's an old stadium, been there a long time. It was called Brink at some point. All right, Mike, I'm getting out. Catch you later. Have a good morning. Enjoy your work. 7-3 from WSHM 738.
All right, yeah, I'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear. That was you, Sam. I'll catch you in the car. WRWB 49, clear.
WSLI 302, good morning.
WSLI 302, you still in there? WRWB 49.
Oh yes, good morning. Good morning, Mike.
I was just on the phone with WSHM 738. He's like, oh, he didn't come out earlier this morning. And I says, well, he's been busy, you know.
Yeah, 10-4, I left a little later than usual. I get here early, like too early anyway, so I get here, yeah, like an hour early. But this morning I said, you know what, I'm sleeping in a little more. I'm going to sleep in a little more this morning.
Yeah, copy. Hold on just a moment. Got the drive-through here. Just give me a moment.
No problem, no problem at all. I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah, I'm back. I just had to get my breakfast here for me and my one guy.
Oh, nice. That's the way to do it. Yeah, it feels like a heat wave out there today. This, 28 degrees feels great.
It's not too bad, you know. It's cold, but it's not that bad. I can pretty much deal with the cold. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I can deal with it, but I like, you know, I like the, you know, 20, 28, you know, 35, in between that range, 30, 38, you know. I'm good with those, that range right there.
I hear you, man. Yeah. Yeah, well, I've been used to it, you know, like I said, this all my life, and it don't bother me. Some people, if they can't handle it, period.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You are right. Yeah, I think I might go back out to the bay this weekend and watch those people. That was funny. That was fun to watch, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, let me know. Give me a double L, you know, because I, like I said, I work right down the street from there, like literally. I mean, I would say like down the street, but you know, maybe about, I'd say about 5 miles, 4 miles.
I sure will let you know, definitely. Definitely, yeah. That was pretty cool watching all that crazy stuff. They do that pretty much every weekend, correct?
As long as there's ice and it's thick enough, they do it. Yep. It doesn't get stopped unless it's, you know, real thin and it starts to warm up and it's cracked. Then of course the DNR is not going to let you on.
Yeah, I gotcha. Looks like it's going to end up getting cold again on Friday. It's going to be back down again, so sure to be going on.
the one time. It was around like March 15th, and it was Gene and I. We were sitting there at Eddie's launch there, you know, and this guy thought it'd be cute. Oh yeah, I'll just go out there in my minivan and go retrieve my, you know, my shanties. Well, it didn't work out so well for him.
No way. You're kidding me. You seen him drive down there and everything?
Yeah, he drove down back when the boat launch was on the other side before they redid that whole you know, access site. Yeah, he tried anyway. He got off the boat ramp and that was it. And he went right through and sheriffs were giving him a ticket. Then you got the tow company out there giving him a bill, and then you got a bunch of other people on him, you know, with fines and fees. And
oh yeah, that's no joke there. Oh, what was he thinking? What was he thinking?
Just did. He wasn't thinking. That's why he went through. That was funny. He's just sitting there, he's standing there, and he's shaking his head. It's like, what, you idiot, they tell you, everything's got to be off by the 15th or when it starts warming up, it's got to be off. And it doesn't say, drive out there to retrieve it.
Yeah, I got you on that. That's crazy.
When most people go, they bring their stuff back in when they're done, It seems like they'll bring their shanties back in and that's it.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when you used to go out there and you used to see them sinking. People would build their own shanties, wood shanties. Remember back in the day when you'd see them all hanging out of the water down there by, when I lived off Maros there. They'd be all, you'd be able to see them on Maros, people would left, they would just leave their stuff out there back then. I remember that.
Yeah, I can believe it. Yep.
Remember they wanted you to put your name and all that stuff on there, so if it went through the ice, you know, they knew whose it was and this and that. I do remember that back a long time ago.
Go like that, it's required.
Do they still require you to do that now?
Yeah, they do.
I got one of these cup holders. One of these cup holders for the radio. What a good buy that was. Handheld sticks right in there, perfect.
I bought one of those. I went to one of those Amazon return bin stores, and there was one there, and it works good for my mobile here and for an HD. It's, really designed for a cell phone, but I was able to repurpose it, and it's been working out pretty well.
Yeah, this one, was on Amazon for the radios here, and I could modify it, and I could see me doing a bunch of different things to it.
Mine's that way, too, it's universal. And the radio I can have, it's like I said, no bigger than a peg of, camo wide, it's pretty small and sleek.
Okay, yeah. Yep, it's pretty cool little gadget. Just got it in the mail yesterday.
Yeah, so... Oh, man. Yeah, it's... Now it's saying 26 degrees in land.
Yeah, that's what I got over here. Same thing. 26.
You, you're at your work 20, I mean, work QTH, right?
Yes, yes, yep. Just sitting here, you know, sitting here listening to the radio where I go in, stuff like that. Coming in pretty clear?
Yeah, a little bit of, you know, hiss behind you, but, I mean, you're almost pretty much full quieting into the machine, almost 5x9, so, you know, I should be getting out, getting in pretty good myself. I'm not too far from the machine.
Oh, yeah, you're loud and clear. You're loud and clear. I'm just keeping it in the holder and then keying up and then speaking a little loud, so. But you're loud and clear.
I figured as much that, you know, I should be okay. Yeah, this radio here, the output level's like 20 watts, that's it. On high.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I mean, you're loud and clear. You're over loud. I mean, you're perfect. Like if you were sitting next to me in a car, you know. But 20 watts, that's good.
Maximum power level, you know, on 65 centimeters is 50 watts. So.
How long have you had that radio in the vehicle for? A while.
About a year, or close to a year. I gotta remember, this is like my third one that I got from Radio Oddity. That the other two were duds right out of the gate. You know, the first one, you plug it in, you turn it on, and right away it was starting to heat up like crazy, man. I mean, it was just like, wow, insanely, you know, hot. And it's like, well, it's not supposed to do that, and it wouldn't key up either. So I sent that one back, and then I bought another one, and there was no output whatsoever, you know. So I sent that one back, and I finally got this one here, and it's been working ever since. So three times the charm, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. That's crazy. On the third one, finally.
Back, you know, cheap Chinese radios.
Yeah, right, I know. I know what you're saying.
Well, I'm at my destination here, so I will talk to you later.
All righty. I will talk to you later, Mike. This is WSLI 302, and I'll be just standing by. Talk to you later.
Right there, this is WRWB 49, and we'll be clear.
WSIU 709, mobile monitoring.
WS FF 330 mobile.
WIZX 218, WIAC is what it is. Copy. WICX 218. WIAC is what it is. Copy. WIAC is what it is. Clear.
Are so cool with that radio. Boy, I wish I could get a radio like that. Lunch break is over. Get back to work. Oh, that little ASCII burst, that is so cool. I wish I could be cool like that.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. What's going on? I hate to quote Leonard, but lonely, lonely, lonely.
Yeah, well, you know, not really. There's a lot of people on the freeway.
You want them to run out there and play?
Wow.
Just waiting on a new refrigerator.
Oh, what'd you get?
Got a Frigidaire.
Oh, really?
You dropped out.
Galleria?
I don't know. Bottom freezer. Doors on top.
Have to take a picture of it.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
That's a jammer!
Yep, isn't that amazing? People whining and crying about jamming. You know, on one repeater, or jamming, and I guess that would be their own crying about who's using the repeater. On another repeater.
Just trying to figure out how much it pays an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that depends if you're working from home and taking your lunch break or whatever.
Oh, darn it.
I'm not sure.
The blue truck in Scotland, you see the state plate with the numbers and the accent, more numbers, and we can wait for ice to jump out of the back of it.
Just waiting on dinner.
Sounds good. Need to eat some lunch at some point.
I already had lunch, so I had that on the way home from work. But, yeah, I even worked overtime today.
I know.
Cool.
God, I want one.
I know. So, then we could just key up our radios and listen to each other's little ASCII burst and never say a word like they do. Or, like they don't. They don't say a word. They just key up. So cool.
God.
You know, the hardest thing about getting a new refrigerator is taking everything back upstairs and restocking the new one with all the stuff that's stored in the basement here, because that one broke down. At least we didn't have to, you know, go get bags of ice and start putting stuff in coolers.
All right, let it set you back.
Oh, I didn't get a fancy one with I didn't get the ice through the door and all of that stuff. It's got an ice maker. I have no interest in hooking up the ice maker. But it was $16.50.
You almost spent what I spent on mine. Pretty damn close. Thought you were just buying something slim down and cheap and throw it in the corner.
Well, no, you gotta get the fingerprintless, you know, stainless steel doors and all that stuff. It's a bottom freezer, double doors on the top, a couple drawers in the freezer, slide out drawer for the freezer, and so that's it. I mean, you know, it's not as big as, it's not as big as mine that I have down here in the basement. My refrigerator won't fit upstairs. The cabinet's a little bit too short. So, you know, I'm not replacing the cabinets in the kitchen so I can bring a bigger refrigerator in.
You better take a picture of it. Sounds like you got like the one I got, just with a single bottom freezer drawer.
Yeah, well, I'll take a picture of it when it gets delivered.
You didn't take a picture of it in the store?
Well, Cheryl did, but it's on her phone, and she took a picture of the outside of it, but not the inside of it. And, I'll have to go get a Pizza Popolis pizza so I can put it in, make it look just like yours. You know, but I don't know if I could ever put any of that French onion chip dip in there. I'd have to have green onion dip.
Stuck at a light. Hang on a minute. All right. Well, sounds like you got something really close to the one I got.
Yeah, but you got that ice maker and the water dispenser in the door, and that just takes up too much space in the refrigerator, so we just didn't want that. So it's got an ice maker down in the bottom freezer, but it didn't want anything in the doors. It's another thing to go wrong.
Yeah, well, there is some truth to that, but you know what? I appreciated it when I was hooking 16 yards of dirt in the front yard, so, hey, it was nothing to go get some crushed ice and some water, and yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, if I got 16 yards of dirt to be hoofed, I'll just stand inside with a nice cold glass of iced tea and watch the guys hoofing the dirt through the window, and, you know, I'll just pay them. I got a job, I can do that.
This guy is driving like a complete bozo. If I was a cop, I'd pull him over and throw him in jail. And prosecuted by Kim Worthy.
Yep, there you go. Well, you must be in Detroit or in Wayne County, because if you ain't in Wayne County, it ain't going to be Kim Worthy.
Did I give that away?
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Oh, he literally is driving this big, Chrysler truck, right? Coming up, there was a semi coming the other way. He totally went into the other side lane, cut the guy off in front of me. Like, yeah, he's just a jackass. Now he's in front of me because I caught up to him. Yeah, I mean, sorry for the language there. He's driving like an idiot. Literally.
WSHF 567, monitoring, checking in.
WRUZ 935, I was just about to do that.
Afternoon, Sam.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, man, I want one of those so bad. And Paul, they're all out there. Every one of the idiot drivers are all on the road today.
Well, that's what I'd like to see getting in action. You just sit and wait till the cops show up and say, yep, well, this is what he was doing.
What's going on with you, Sam?
Not a whole lot, man. Got the garage getting warm, got a job out, and, you know, waiting on parts, as usual.
Well, I was just sitting down here in the basement. Cheryl was down here a little bit ago, and we were talking about a couple more shelving units and moving some stuff around in the basement here and seeing what we're going to get rid of and making some room.
Before I'm making some room.
Yeah, I got this chest freezer I need to get rid of. We've got an upright freezer, and the chest freezer is not being used. All it's being used for right now is to stack boxes on. There's nothing in it, and, you know, it's taking up space. It's like 4 foot wide, and, you know, a good foot and a half deep, and it's a fairly decent-sized chest freezer. It's just sitting here not doing anything.
Can't copy that. Post it on Facebook. Post on the ad that you got to carry it out. You don't even have to touch it that way. You know, post it.
Yeah, the only problem with that, Sam, is you get these people that come over and they're just interested in getting what they want out and they don't care how they tear up your walls.
Yeah, I can see how that can be a problem sometimes. Absolutely.
Guys just delivered it for me, you know, it went pretty smooth, actually. I don't say if you don't want to, but where'd you get the stuff from?
So I'd rather not say, and I can send you a message on Discord, but, I'm talking about getting this chest freezer out here. You know, if you're selling it on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or something like that, those people, they don't care how they tear your stuff up, taking what they want out of the house. They just want to get what they want to get, and they'll wreck whatever they got to, you know, trying to get it out. You know, that's what, and chest freezers, I mean, it's basically a very thin-walled, you know, aluminum-covered cooler. I mean, it's a big styrofoam cooler with a refrigeration unit, a small refrigeration unit in it. They're very light. You take the lid off, and it's just a tin-covered styrofoam box. They're very, very light. They're just awkward. They're big.
Hey, just lie to me. Tell me somewhere. Tell me something.
ABC Warehouse. Bought it from Ollie Fretter. That's where we got it, from Ollie Fretter.
Oh, Ollie Fretter, I remember buying my first pair of Sherwin Vegas, the AT-15s there. I think it was, they were there in 83, weren't they?
Yeah, but you didn't get that from Ollie Fretter. You got that from Audio Fretter.
I'm just matching your lie. I'm sound good to the people listening, though, right?
Yeah, well, it would have been Audio Fretter. Whatever.
You're always just ruining it for me.
Well, if you're going to tell stories, you better make them accurate.
An accurate lie. Let me think about that one.
Well, the more details you can get in and get the details correct, the more believable it is.
And nobody else does.
That's why it's all quite unbelievable.
Unbelievable. All right, Sam. It's a warm day out here. You're not burning as many pellets today, I could tell you that.
Well, I got it on because when I started out, it was 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah, it's been warmer here the last day or two or three. God, I want one too. Oh, rear end job. Ouch.
Hey, whatever blows your skirt up.
Well, I know what opened up their trunk. Oh, man, that didn't take long. Police on site. Liquid on the ground. Sounds like it's gonna need a tow truck. What for lunch today?
I don't know, my lunch at work was leftover Thai food.
WSHM 738. Thai food sounds good.
I had a half of order of Pad Thai Woonsin.
Whoopsie, what'd you do, spill it?
Nope, it's just like regular Pad Thai, but it's just made with a real thin bean thread noodles, rather than the linguine-sized rice noodles.
Paul. Yeah? At what point does all this become harassment, man? Because I'm a little bit tired, I'm a little bit fed up. They keep running the city over here every day. They done drove by here 3 times real slow. They haven't stopped because they don't find nothing, but enough is enough.
Ignore it. It's good advice. Ignore it.
I can only ignore so much.
No, I get it, but it ain't no thing till it's a thing, so I'm giving you good advice, ignore it. When it's a thing, then you deal with it, and that's what I do. When it's a thing, I will deal with it. Yep. When it's a thing.
Yep. I just want one of those radios.
Well, I can't get to the radio, but how about a Sarnak? Would you like one of those?
Yeah. Same thing like they do, just make a recording of it and just keep on playing it over and over and over again.
Yeah, not interested.
You'll make a recording, you know, and then record them when they rarely identify, and then you can link the two recordings together.
Not interested.
You know, like they did with Jim.
That would be playing their game where we don't want to play their game, right?
Well, yeah, I'm just pointing out that we know what their game is, that's all.
Oh yeah, we know what their game is.
I got trained a long time on playing games. I remember playing Monopoly as a kid way back, early 70s. My cousin was upset, you know. Grabbed the board and just flipped everything up in the air. There was money. Money landed in the next room in the toilet.
Did he flush twice to make sure it made it to Mar-a-Lago?
He ran out the back door and his older sister was chasing him, caught him at the back fence line by the back of his head by the hair.
Than getting a hatchet buried in your head. My father-in-law got one of them buried in his head by his sister.
Ow. That sounds like it hurt.
Sure it did.
Well, I got to go dig out one of my dummy slugs for a bird watt meter, because only one of these meters came with a dummy slug.
Well, let me know if you need an extra. I know a few.
I'll be back. WRUZ935.
All right, WSHM738. Sam, I got to hit the party store here. I'll be right back.
Copy. WSHF567 monitoring.
We need some rain. All right, WSHM 738.
How's Paul doing this afternoon? WSHJ 247.
Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great now. I'm out of work, so it's gonna be better.
Yeah, it's a good thing. You know, I think you say you work the weekends sometimes, so, you know, I look just to get my 5 days in, and man, do I look forward to it, you know, getting to the end of those 5 days.
Yeah, I copy that.
You want to wish your life away by making the days go by quick, but, fact is, I've been working since I was 13 or 14, and I'm much older than that now, so I'm getting close to retirement.
Yeah, I hear that. So am I. You kind of taste it. Well, that's the plan anyway.
Yeah, I forgot how old you said you were, Joe.
60 next month.
Okay. Well, we'll get there eventually, right?
Yep, one way or the other. We'll get to retire one day.
You just don't want to be one of those guys getting wheeled out on a gurney from the workplace.
Yeah, that would not be a good thing.
I remember me and John was just in here a little bit ago. We had a mutual friend we'd known for, well, since the 80s. And I remember he was a smoker. And he come outside of where he was working, and he seen an employee. Oh, no, I know what it was. He said his employee, the guy he worked with, went outside to have a cigarette, and he was overweight and this, that, and the other thing. He come out at some point for lunch, and that guy was laying in the bushes dead. He said at that point, he put down the cigarettes.
I hear you. That's what I did about a year and a half ago, I think it was, or something like that. With that stuff, like you said, it could happen.
I put them down, I think it will be 4 years in August, so, you know, 7 more months would be 4 years. And I started late as a kid. I didn't start smoking until 23, and I quit for 2 other times, 3 years each clip, so I got a little extra credit there.
Yeah, I copy that. I kind of do the same thing here and there, quit. Just went back like an idiot and quit again and finally quit. That's enough.
Remember the 1 year I was golfing, you know, I had quit for 3 years, and somebody gave me one on the 18th green. I lit it up. Man, as soon as I put the clubs in the car and got in the vehicle, first gas station I hit, man, bought a pack, and the rest was history.
Copy that. It don't take much. Done that too. It's just M1 or 2, 3 or 4, and a pack.
Yeah, and look how much they are now. Aren't they like 10 or 11 bucks a pack or something?
Yeah. If you want the national brand, they're like 11 bucks a pack almost.
Yeah. Absolutely crazy. So, yep. And you know, this time when I put them down, it was really easy. I was surprised how easy it was. But, you know what, I know the struggles with it, and I never damn people that smoke, but it's not easy to do. And you're never going to do it until you're ready to do it.
That is exact truth. If you ain't ready to quit, no matter what kind of pills you take, what kind of passion you put on, if you're not ready to quit, you're not going to quit.
That is a fact of the matter. All right, well, I'm getting close to home, Joe, so have a good one. Safe rest of your drive. And I'm sure we'll talk to you later there. To be a SHM 738.
Have yourself a good evening, too. And we'll talk to you later. WSDJ 347.
Have a good day, WSHF 567.
Yeah, see you, Sam. WSHM 738.
Yep, have a good one, Sam. WSDJ 347.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
What's happening, Mike? WRUZ 935.
Not a whole lot, John. Just driving from one job to the next. Roger.
Yeah, we just had dinner. I had to bring the condiments back downstairs, you know, because the refrigerator needs to remain empty so they can haul that one out and bring the new one in.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I finally got that new fridge, well, that's good.
Well, not yet. Not yet. Well, I was watching these a pair of CB radios going on eBay. $134.50 they sold for a pair of them. 40-channel sideband mobile. Some old RCA co-pilots. They're cool. You know, I was interested in them when they were $62, you know, if I could have got them for $31 a piece or something like that, fine, but, you know, not at damn near 70.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, those are a rare gem, just like the realistic.
Yeah. Well, let's, you know, they had a picture of the radios with the covers off, and it looked like it was an old O2A chassis. 40 channel sidebander, so expandable frequency wise, probably had the 1307 finals in it, you know, if they were original.
I've seen one in my day, you know, it's been a long time since I've seen one, but there was one that I had seen came across years ago.
I still look at that stuff. I'm, you know, I'm looking at what I have on the shelf, and it's like, I got a box with like 148 and Grant XLs and stuff like that. I need to start brooming some of this stuff. I'm never going to use that many radios. Why hoard them?
It's true. That's like that one time when I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was at a, I think it was the Hazel Park swap, and a guy had a bunch of radios from Europe, and they said 80 channel on them. He didn't know what that, you know, he didn't know what that meant, you know. He just, like, okay, 80 channels. And he was just kind of like, all right, well, you know, I was like, I'll take them, you know. If you don't sell them, I says, I'll take them, because he was just going to give them to me at the end of the swap. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, that's cool. Here's a radio. I used to have one of these way back in the day. Realistic TRC 480. Sidebander 40 channel. Had a bunch of push buttons. What are the push buttons? Channel 9, search, minus, what do we got? Search B and C. What the hell is that? I don't know. ANLPA, push buttons for the mode switches. It was a cool radio. It didn't have a channel selector. It had push buttons to go up and down. And this one's missing a button. An unobtainium button.
That was funny, that noise right there, you know. First it was like low power, then it was medium power, then high power, and he still couldn't get over you.
Oh, well. I just think that is so cool. I wish I could be just like him. Have a really cool radio like that. He must not have a personality because he never talks to anybody. He just tees up with his cool noise.
Yeah, just like the other night, you were mentioned in a topic of discussion on a net on the 443-550. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Oh yeah, I heard about it. But you know what's really funny is. So one thing nobody can ever accuse me of doing is ever jamming. I am not a jammer, never have been, never will be. I'll talk, but I'll never be a jammer. And I heard something about burping or farting or something like that. I remember when they made a recording of somebody burping, and then they recorded Jim's call sign, and they combined the two of them, and the guys were there on the double nickel, and they were playing that, you know, it'd be supposedly Jim belching, and then identifying right after. Why would you identify after belching? It doesn't make any sense, you know. It's like, all they can say is, AI, WRUZ 935.
Yeah, I found that to be funny. You know, I'm like, oh, you're right. Pointing the finger at a guy that never does it, you know?
Yep. I'll talk. You know, I'll never jam. You'll never hear me jamming. You know, I'll tell you something, Mike. We got this cat fountain, a stainless steel fountain for the cat's water. And I love it. It is so simple. It doesn't have a whole bunch of little nooks and crannies that can, you know, start developing that pink mold like a lot of them do, you know, between where two pieces come together, and, you know, it's hard to clean. And this one's simple. You can't find the damn filters. It's like, you know, you buy a cat fountain, it's good for about a year. They quit making it. They quit making the replacement filters. It's ridiculous.
Online. I thought about buying one for my cat, but, you know, he just likes drinking out of a water bowl, you know, with ice in it.
You don't keep the cat's water bowl by his food dish, do you?
Well, close, but not that close. I mean, it's separated, you know. It's like at least about 3-4 foot apart.
Yeah, because they don't like having their food and their water close together. So, like the song says, you gotta keep separated.
I remember that song when it was 3 or 94.
Is it really that old?
Yeah.
They must have got on Discord and called in reinforcements, Mike.
Or, they think they're at that, secured website called Telegram. I mean, look at that. WRWB 49. Yeah. Church.
Hey, excuse me, I was just looking at the, let's see, the city is contracted with Priority Waste to handle weekly waste collection, and I'm looking at the map to see when ours is going to be. But, you know, they won't, on the phone, it won't let me blow up the map.
Already there, joke. Oh, man. You know, I get it. You know, they took over the contracts from GFL. But, you know, they had a whole year to go through that whole fleet of vehicles and fix them, you know. And it's like, they're just now starting to, you know, do something about it. Well, right now I think they're what? They're leasing trucks until they can fix their fleet.
Yeah, I gotta try and look at the bigger map on the computer. I remember in Roseville when they used to have city workers picking up the trash.
I didn't hear that catch up last part.
I said in Roseville. Roseville used to have city workers that picked up the trash.
It's been many moons ago.
Yeah. The guy I used to be friends with, he was a garbage man in the city of Roseville back when I met him.
Yeah, I copy that. Okay. I've always had, you know, like, well, it used to be called Rizzo until they got, you know, busted up for, you know, doing their pay-to-play scheme, you know. And then it became GFL, and then it's been, now it's, you know, Priority.
You know, I got to look at this. vote for Anthony Hudson, Michigan governor. Michigan is broken. I can fix it. Wow. Reminds me of what Trump said. Only I can fix the problems with this country. I'm the guy that can do this. There we go. I bet you the guy's a Republican.
No, you know, I mean, well, look at the last step he had for 4 years. The time. Like, holy moly. What do we got here? An accident?
Oh, here we go. No property tax. That's, let's see what he says. That's not looking good. Born and raised in Texas.
In our mic, like we don't know who that is, right?
As a hard-working Michigan conservative. He's only been here since 2012. Hudson spent 20 years on the road as a truck driver. Yeah, another delusional truck driver. Republican.
Saying that liberal gear jammers are better?
I know liberal gear jammers. You're a truck driver, you're supposed to be conservative because you're probably an owner-operator, you're an entrepreneur, and, you know, you're part of the wealthy class, and, you know, got to look out for businesses and blah, blah, blah. And truck drivers are stupid. Well, I think the CBers all talk about stupid truck drivers. Most truck drivers are only interested in what they can get on their paycheck right now. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you how stupid most truck drivers are. If you're driving down the road and you got a CB radio, and you say you hear somebody complaining about the place they're working for, and you say, hey, such and such a company is hiring. Do you know what the first question out of that driver's mouth is going to be?
Shoot. Let's hear it.
What do they pay?
There's many questions you could ask as a first question. Number one being, well, how do they pay? What are the benefits like? Do they have hospitalization? Do they have a 401k or a pension? What kind of retirement benefits do they have? Nope. The first question out of a stupid truck driver's mouth will be, what kind of equipment they drive?
Yeah, I get you. Thought I heard Kelly in there this afternoon.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I was wrong, John. I popped in and said, what do they pay? But you're right. Hey, what kind of equipment do they have? Long nose Pete?
Yeah, they got a long nose Pete with a double bunk walk-in sleeper, but they only pay 18 cents a mile. Well, what's their phone number? I'll give them a call in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not going unless they got a large car.
That's right. Oh, man, it's got a long nose Pete with a 4 1/4 cat, 18 double over, man. The truck does 110 miles an hour, fully loaded.
And they would do it for 12 cents a mile.
You know, he used to work for U.S. Express. Had a gravy job. All he had to do was go from point A to point B, and that was it. And he gave it up.
And it was a gravy job with benefits. All he had to do was, you know, take and, you know, drop off a load, you know, go from the distribution warehouse at Dollar General and then just drop off that load to whichever store, you know, in Michigan he had to go to. And that was it. It was a simple job. He couldn't even, he didn't want to do that no more. You know, he didn't want to do it. It was an easy job, good pay.
I started out a long time ago with their sister company, with Covenant Transport.
Guys, I'll be at the drive-thru here. Just give me a moment. WRWB, 40, standing by.
Yep, WREZ935, Charlie.
Yep, just making my way to freeway. I'll be here when you get back, WSPT754.
Yep. Let's see. MAGA. Of course, the NFL would announce a non-U.S. citizen for the Super Bowl halftime show. Let's see. Rihanna, former halftime performer, not a U.S. citizen. Shakira, not a U.S. citizen. Coldplay, not U.S. citizens. The Who, not U.S. citizens. The Rolling Stones, not U.S. citizens. Paul McCartney, not a U.S. citizen. U2, not U.S. citizens. Bad Bunny, U.S. citizen. What do you think about that?
I usually don't watch the halftime show anyway. They're all garbage. Who was that guy they had last year, the year before? Some red-headed dude?
Oh, I don't know. I work midnight, man. I'm in bed by the time the halftime show comes on.
I always thought that was the time to go to the bathroom, get something to eat, and another couple drinks. Get back before it starts again.
Don't you just love that noise, Charlie? Isn't that the coolest thing ever? Don't you wish you could be just like that guy? Never talk to anybody and just key up with that cool sound?
I don't think I'm cool enough to have something like that. I must have bought the cheap radio. Anymore, nothing surprises me out here. And if it ain't jamming, it's something else, man. It's ridiculous.
Be one of those fancy programmable Motorola radios.
Yeah, see, it's not the Motorola radio. It's having the software. All right, I gotta go. WREZ935.
We'll catch you. Anyway, just on your way home, then, shall we?
Yes, sir. I didn't have it on this morning. I woke up with a killer headache. I really didn't want to come to work. And then when I got there, I really didn't want to be there. But it's all good now. Yeah, I just had a headache this morning. I didn't turn nothing on.
Why didn't hear you this morning? And I was like, oh, it must be, something must have happened to you.
Yeah, I go through spells, man, where I wake up with headaches like 2-3 weeks in a row, man. Just wake up with a pounding headache. Been pretty good there for a while, but here the last couple of days, man, I've been waking up with one. And this morning, man, it was just hard to even keep my eyes open.
I hear you, man. Do something. Thanks. I will catch you in a minute. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
BSBT 754 riding around.
WRWB 49 and I'm back.
You on the way to your last stop?
Yeah, something like that.
which way you're going if you're out this way, but westbound looks wide open, man. It looks like hardly anybody over there.
I'm going like northeast, you know, away from the highway. Roger.
Roger. Oh, man, what a crazy day. It was kind of busy, but smoothed out right on the end, and hopefully the rest of the week will be okay.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, we got somebody in the shop that doesn't know how to flush the toilet. Left a mess. Somebody else went in to go and do their business and decided he wasn't going to deal with that. He's going to go over and use the girls' bathroom. So he goes in the girls' bathroom, does his business, and one of the girls walked in. She flipped out, went absolutely bonkers. She goes up to the plant manager, raises holy hell, and next thing we know, everybody's in a meeting in the inspection room about which gender goes which room and how to flush the toilet. That's how our day went.
He just self-identified as having a split between his legs, you know, and saying, look, I have an Eddie. I don't have an Audi. I don't sport, you know, it got chopped off years ago.
What a ridiculous thing to have a meeting about, man. Unbelievable. I don't get it. And it's, the guy that was using the bathroom, he's one of our temporaries trying to get on full time, and he's the second out of four that have got caught coming out of the girls' bathroom. It's like, apparently they can't read. I don't know, man. Well, oh my God. It's like working with a bunch of children and a bunch of pigs.
That's what it sounds like, man. You know, why don't they just go in there and hose it down and just clean it?
I mean, flush it. Dude, it's easy. Flush it, you know. Somebody, and this is like the third time somebody's walked in there to find that, and it's like, my God, man. And see, when they rebuilt this place, the men's room only has one toilet and two urinals. And then they had the women's bathroom. At the time, there were three women that worked there, and they had three stalls, so and they were lucky, you know, fortunate for them. They each get their own personal stall. Well, now we got a both woman working there, a young girl. And so, you know, now they got 4-3 ratio, or we got one. And I personally don't care, because I don't worry about that. You know, I take care of my business at home, but, oh, my God, man. At least bless the job, I think, you know? So we're all up in a meeting getting chastised about which gender which uses which room and how to push a lever on the side of a toilet.
My cousin used to work for a broke shop in K-Tex, and it was, well, so the building he worked in, you know, there were two parts of that building. Like the one side of the building, you just don't worry about those workers, and if INS comes in, you know nothing about it. Okay, well, those workers always thought that the plumbing was like their plumbing down in Mexico, South America, you know, Central, wherever, anyway. So they would just, you know, use their and then just throw the toilet paper on the floor after they got done wiping.
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. I mean, I get it. We got a lot of guys there. I think there's like 30, 25 to 30, and they got one stall. You know, I get it. It gets busy, whatever. But still, man, We're not animals, man. It's just so gross. I hate going in there even to just take a leak. I can't stand going in there.
You get really fancy and just a toilet wrapper, you know, a green machine on the outside to get out in the parking lot somewhere off the bed.
Yeah, they keep it up. Boss man might just do that. Put the port-a-john outside. There you go. Now you got two. I don't know where you're at, but you're getting a little broken up, by the way.
Somewhere by Palms Road.
Yeah, it sounds like you're probably at the end of your string or getting closer in a bad spot. I know you got a few miles before mine, but anyhow, that's how my day went. Hopefully tomorrow will be better.
Up over here by Palms Road, and of course you got somebody that's trying to there between us, you know, in between your signal, or trying to catch in there, but
you as well. Wouldn't it be better if they just had a job?
I'd rather just sponge off somebody else.
Yeah, that is their job, and they're working on overtime doing it while they're at it. Oh, well. All right, buddy, yeah, I'll be right up here by the rest there. You're pretty quick, Mike. I will catch you in the morning, man. Drive safe, and we'll catch you in the morning. WSBT 754.
Catch you later. WRWB 49, and we're clear.
FF330 mobile.
WRNW329 monitoring.
WSU202, Boyle Moore.
Sounds like it's working, but talking would be much better.
Base.
202 mobile.
hang up on you.
Is it working any better, or is it just because I'm in this car?
Hey, 202, you got a copy on this?
Yeah, I can hear it now. I got the antenna sticking out the window. All I heard was bro. WSU 202, yeah, I don't know what's all these damn things, man.
Okay.
You know, it might be, now I'm driving when he got it out, sticking out the window. Are you hearing me okay now?
I can see you though. Do you hear a lot of static?
What'd you say about static? WSU 202 to that brother over there, 202.
Gotcha.
There you go, it's working.
Yep, just took a little bit of playing around.
Say that again?
Said it just took a little bit of playing around.
Yeah, I'm heading over to your brother's house right now for a minute.
Good luck.
WSIL 946, sub 202.
What's going on, my brother? What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just sitting around the house here. Doing about nothing.
Yeah, I've been out there on that little lathe, man, since 5 o'clock this morning, man, making parts, man. Jesus Christ, I talk about it and look.
It looks like a pretty sturdy little setup, that lathe.
You know, it's good small stuff and not, you know, too precise.
Well, hey, what's up with your mobile antenna? You don't screw it on there all the time? Is that what the deal is?
What's that now?
When you're mobile, sometimes you don't put your roof antenna on the radio, is that right?
Yeah, I took the passenger in the truck here so I could listen to passenger in the house, and I need to order some more bell connectors, you know?
Yeah, copy that. Well, hey, I got some of these little quick connects. I think they're called BNCs. You can have them. That way you can pop your handheld antenna off and pop on the roof antenna real quick. Like, you can have them if you want.
Say that one more time, Ralph.
I got some BNC connectors, which are like a quick connect. You just put them in and give it a little quarter turn and it hangs on. You put one on each antenna, on your roof antenna, your mobile antenna, and one on your handheld antenna. And you put the mating one on the radio, and you can just swap them real quick when you get in the truck.
So one of them will hook up to the PDL-259 to the antenna, the male part, and the other part will go to that little tiny quarter-inch one, that FM, whatever the hell it is.
What kind of radio are you talking on?
I'm talking on a handheld ball thing right now.
So your roof antenna is a PL-259?
Yeah, roger.
Let me see what I got here. I got a bag of adapters. Let me see what I can find.
Hey, 202 brother, man. I'll be out for a minute. I got to go to your brother, get in your brother's house for a minute. I'll be back. Comes back out here, Tim, let him know. Never mind, I just take the radio with me. How's that sound?
Out.
I told my brother to tell you real quick, I didn't step in the house at my other brother's house real quick, man.
Yeah, roger that.
Yo, is Timmy out there? Chicken Dick, you out there? Tim, are you out there? Tim, you out there? 202 Mobile, you out there?
Hey Tim, you out there?
Is that you, 202?
You're calling for Tim, I don't know where he went.
Wrong one. How you doing? WSEU 202, mobile to base.
202 base.
Man, I just let Dan's out. I'm coming across 10 Mile End Expressway now. Back to Kelly. I'll be home in a minute. How about that one?
You, but still staticky, but I do hear you, so that's a good thing.
202 base for mobile.
Mobile to base.
I hear you. Do you hear me? 202, you hear me?
WMRT 367, anybody out there got a copy?
Target damage, yeah.
Yeah, I want to get drugs out of this party so it's okay.
I got a good copy on you. WSA off 946.
This is WMRK 367. Anybody got a copy on me? WMRK 367. Anybody got a copy?
Hey, 367. Got a good copy on you. WSIL 946.
All right, copy that. Do you mind if I ask your location? I'm over here at 8 Mile Wind Beach in Redford.
Well, we're bouncing off the Detroit repeater, but I'm way on the east side. I'm like 94 and Lake St. Clair.
Are you in Lake St. Clair? Yeah, I'm on 141.3. And I'm on 462.625. It goes everywhere, but you gotta have a light.
Well, you're sounding real fine coming off the receiver for sure. WSAL 946.
Whatever you said. All right, good copy, man. This is WMRK 367. You're coming in loud and clear over here at 8 Mile and Beach in Redford. And thanks for the feedback.
You got it, brother. Be safe out there. Have a good one.
This is WMRC 367. I need a radio check. WMRC 367. Can I get a radio check?
Yeah, you're looking good, bouncing off the Detroit repeater. It's a little staticky, but pretty good. WSAL 946.
WSAL 946. WMRK 367. Anybody out there got a copy and need a radio check? WMRK 367. Can I get a radio check? Anybody out there?
WRKR 630, go ahead, radio show.
Where are you at?
Michigan.
I'm over here at 8 Mile and Beach, Redford area. You got a copy on WMRK 327.
Yeah, I got a copy on you. Coming in loud and clear.
Can I get your location?
You're making it spelled off.
What was that?
Delvo. Delvo.
Hi, Delvo. Yeah, I got a read on you. You're a little staticky, but yeah, I'm over here in Redford at 8 miles.
Yep, Roger, you're staticky too, so, yeah, I'll let you go, man. Good radio check.
Alright, thank you. WMRK 37 out.
WRKR 630. Well.
WICX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WICX 218, WIUG 48, copy. Yo, Matt. Copy. Thank you. Can I get a radio check?
Why are you talking at I can kind of hear you. It's a little static because my house is aluminum siding.
We heard you loud and clear. Over.
I hear you loud and clear. Over, Brookie. That's pretty cool.
Matt, your walkie-talkie is at our house. Over.
WSIU 709 mobile.
WSIE 375, Matt from Clinton Township, monitoring.